Actually, I arranged with Robin to be my timekeeper, so she knows the timing. But
Thank you.
hi everyone. My name is Kathy. I am a food addict, and I'm also a grateful member of OA, living in the solution one day at a time. And I want to thank you for asking me to speak today. I'm from South Jersey. And it allows me to do service, and I appreciate that. It helps keep me in my program. So I want to briefly qualify. I came into OA in the 1980s. I got very good at losing the same 30 pounds over and over and over again, which had been my habit before I came into OA. I went into a food rehab in the early 90s. I came out. There was a very active HOW program, Honest, Open, Willing, that followed a similar, fairly strict food plan, very disciplined. I called HOW the Green Berets of OA. And I was very successful with that in terms of being abstinent for about 2 years, not so much with the steps. Like I had in the past, I picked up after 2 years. And I felt like I was on the side of a glass mountain, just sliding down, and I couldn't get any purchase. I finally felt like such a failure in a way that I walked away for 19 years. Not the best decision I ever made, but it was the decision I did make. I finally came back about 10 years ago, maybe a little more. It was in 2014. And I made the decision that no matter what I was doing, whether I was abstinent or not, whether I was working a program or not, I would just keep coming back this time. I wouldn't walk away again. And it took me about 4 years to get any consistent abstinence. I'd get a day, a week, a month, maybe 6 months, but then I would pick up again. And which again had been my pattern. And I thought that was going to be my life in OA, that I would have short periods of abstinence followed by long relapses, because I'd done that for decades. I was in a beginner's meeting that a friend of mine was giving, and he said to the newcomer, "Relapse doesn't have to be part of your story." And I was absolutely shocked because relapse had always been part of my story. But it started me thinking. It took me about 6 months to get a sponsor, settle down, work all 12 steps instead of stalling out at step nine. I found a sustainable food program to follow, and I'm very happy to say that I have 6 years of abstinence and recovery, which I acknowledge as the miracle it is. But I never say that without also saying it was like everybody else, one day at a time. It just happens to be a lot of one days at a time right now. I want to talk about tradition one, which is why we're here today, which is our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. And I like how that links my recovery with OA unity and our common welfare. I was very grateful that when I was ready to come back to OA, there was an OA to come back to. And it's still going strong 10 years later now. It made me also think about our unity with diversity statement, and I'd like to kind of concentrate on that for the rest of my talk. And let me just see if I can share my screen. Ooh, okay, I am screen sharing. And the University with Diversity statement is, as you see, Fellowship of OA encourages and promotes acceptance and inclusivity. All are welcome and are not excluded because of race, creed, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or any other attribute. And it's those other attributes I'm going to share about today. We welcome all who share our compulsion. Everyone with a desire to stop eating compulsively is welcome in OA. And I also wanted to say that everything I'm going to say reflects my own opinion and does not represent OA as a whole. So these are the things I'm grateful for about acceptance in OA. I'm grateful for the acceptance of diverse food plans. OA, as such, does not endorse any particular plan of eating. But in my mind, I had kind of a ladder of comparable worth about food plans. And I thought, again, it was in all of my head, that being completely flour and sugar free was like the gold standard of OA. Nobody ever said that to me in so many words, but I had that message in my head. And that worked well for me for a long time until it didn't. When I came back to OA, I realized I couldn't do that. I needed to find a way that was sustainable for me. And I joke, and this is just my opinion for me, that I'm about 98% sugar-free and 98% flour-free. Because my binge foods primarily had those ingredients, but I do enjoy some foods that have them, and I have them occasionally. They don't set me off, and that works for me. So I'm grateful that we can find our own way in OA because we're all sensitive to different things with food. That's my opinion. I'm grateful that OA's acceptance is for diverse ideas about a higher power. When I came into OA, I was one of those people who was highly offended with the word God in the steps. When I started in the 80s, our meetings closed actually with a religious prayer, with the Lord's Prayer. Of course, I was highly offended at that. I still get offended, which shows my own sensitivity, when I hear I have a higher power and it's God. You know, because again, to me, that was kind of like, well, that's the gold standard. And that wasn't mine. And I needed to find a higher power that worked for me. And as the big book says, I had to let go of my prejudice about religion to find my way with spirituality in the program. Because for many years, I would do this when they talked about the spiritual aspects of the program. I would go, la, 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 la. I didn't want to hear anything about it. I eventually found, through a long process, a higher power that works for me. I don't have a need to define it anymore because I feel it can't be defined anyhow, so why try? But I'm glad that OA is open for everyone to find their own way and peace with that, even if it's no higher power whatsoever. I'm grateful to OA for acceptance of a diverse approach to using the steps and tools and recovery. My opinion is that we each of us get to custom tailor our program to what works for us. For a long time, I would hear what somebody else was doing. And again, I had that imagined ladder of worth, and I would compare my program to what they were doing and felt mine was wanting. And that was not, didn't turn out to be the case. Somebody would say something in a meeting. I thought, oh, geez, I should really be doing that. But it didn't work for me. I had a sponsor once in our initial meeting who said you must meditate 30 minutes every day. And I, pardon my swearing here, I thought to myself, no fucking way. You know, it's just not the way I roll. I have found a way to meditate. I feel like my literature is part of my meditation. I found a great two-way prayer meeting, which is part of my meditation and conscious contact with my higher power. But sitting down for 30 minutes is just, I can't do it. But I found a way around it, and I found that there really are no musts. That other people suggest out of love and out of what's worked for them, but doesn't necessarily fit me. Robin, how am I doing time-wise? Oh, I can't hear you. I'm okay right now? Okay. In
You're at 16 out of 21.
oh, okay, great. I will do my last piece and wrap up.
Thanks.
I really appreciate, and this was a new wrinkle in diversity that I hadn't thought about before someone mentioned it to me. I like the diversity of meetings available in OA. When the pandemic hit and we very quickly had to pivot to Zoom or other meetings that weren't necessarily face to face, I would get very irritated with people. I guess I must be very irritable as a person, but I would get irritated with people say, I don't like Zoom or I don't do Zoom because I loved Zoom. You know, I walk like, 5 minutes to my computer and I'm there. I don't have to drive 20 minutes to a meeting. It was great. And I get to go to meetings all over the world, a lot of different types of meetings. And I realized that it was okay for other people to not like Zoom and prefer face-to-face meetings. I still go to some face-to-face meetings and they do have a different tone to me. But I appreciate the diversity of choice that we have now. Just wrapping up, I want to end with the responsibility pledge. I don't
Excuse me,
remember.
Kathy, you have more time.
I do. Okay, well, in that case, I'm
No,
gonna,
I don't.
my last real point is unity and the seventh tradition. OA is a global organization, as well as a regional and a local and a meeting level organization. But they really do rely on our seventh tradition donations in a way that's different in a changing world. Literature sales, for example, are not as much as they used to be. I remember when it was very common for me to like throw $2 into the basket that was going around. And years ago, like World Service suggested maybe $5 was a good donation. So I've been doing that ever since. But in online, it's easier for me just to do the automatic donations through World Service. So it just gets automatically deducted. I strongly encourage you to think about supporting this meeting because there are expenses connected with the Zoom meetings, and it takes money to keep our organization running at all of the various different levels. In the end, I may or may not have a family emergency, so I am going to practice some self-care and bid you a fond adieu for the rest of the day. I hope you enjoy the rest of your program. I'd like to end with the responsibility pledge, which I don't have in on the screen to share. And I sure do hope I remember it correctly. Anyhow, the responsibility pledge is always to extend the hand and heart of OA to all who share my compulsion. For this, I am responsible. Again, thank you so much. I really appreciated being asked and being with you here today.